This edition of Focus on Campus originally aired on December 22nd, 2006.
You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is a good friend of the radio station and a good friend of mine and my not blood brother, but cousin, Mr. Ben Sines from the English department. And as you all know, he has been a guest on KTP a variety of times for his accomplished writings, many of the books that he's written. But today, we're going to share something special with you. This is a Christmas gift from us to you. And this is a book that Ben wrote a few years back. It's called A Gift from Papa Diego. And we have the honor and the pleasure of Ben reading it to us today for Christmas, Ben.
Good to be here, Louis.
Thank you.
I think I'll just start.
Okay.
A gift from Papa Diego. Little Diego thought of his Papa Diego all the time. He thought of Papa Diego when he woke up in the morning. He thought of him when he ate lunch, and he thought of him when he saw the sun setting in the west. When little Diego learned the meaning of a new word, he wanted to run and tell his grandfather. When he discovered the tadpoles turned into frogs, he wanted to ask his grandfather to tell him why. Maybe little Diego loved his grandfather as if he were life itself, because he was named after him. Or maybe it was because they were born on the same day of the year. Or maybe it was because little Diego could sense he was the old man's hope. That was what his grandfather had told him. Little Diego, eres mi esperanza. But they lived in different countries, and little Diego did not see his grandfather very often. If I could see my Papa Diego every day, little Diego would say to himself, then everything would be as perfect as a sky full of summer clouds. One day, when little Diego was thinking of his Papa Diego, he asked his father, how come Papa Diego never comes to visit us? Diego's father did the best he could to explain. Your Papa Diego is getting old and Chihuahua is far away. Can't Papa Diego just get in a car and drive here? No, mijo. Papa Diego doesn't know how to drive and he doesn't have a car. Can't he come on a bus? Well, his father thought a moment. Maybe, but you see, sometimes it's hard for him to cross the border. Little Diego didn't understand anything about borders, but he pretended to understand. Oh, he said, well then, why don't we go and bring him? Mijo, Papa Diego likes living in Mexico. It's his home. He wouldn't like living here. Well, can we move to Chihuahua then, Papa? His father smiled. No, Dieguito, we live here. El Paso is our home. Don't you love Papa Diego? Seguro que sí, he's my father. I love him like you love me, but we live in different cities, in different countries. Sometimes that happens. ¿Quién sabe? Maybe someday you'll want to live somewhere else. Maybe in a different country, but that won't mean you don't love me. No, Papa, little Diego said. I never want to live far away from you. He looked up at his father. Are you sure Papa Diego doesn't want to live here? Yes, mijo. He likes it just fine where he is. Chihuahua is his heart. And what about us? We're his heart, too. How can so many things be your heart? Because a heart, mijito, can be a very big place. It can hold many things. Oh, little Diego smiled, but he wasn't happy. He wanted to live with his Papa Diego. He imagined they would talk and laugh and be best friends. When you love someone, he thought, you could tell each other secrets and keep those secrets in the deepest part of you. One day, Diego's father gave him his old collection of Superman comics. What are these? Diego asked his father. Mijo, they're my old comics. Diego, who only vaguely knew about Superman, was a little puzzled by his father's gift. He looked at the old comics suspiciously, then up at his father. Was he your hero? His father nodded. Yes, mijo, he was a big hero. When I was a little boy, I spoke no English. None? Not a word. I only knew Spanish. But my uncle started giving me comic books, and little by little, I began to read them. It took me a long time to learn to read in English. I had to work hard, but I loved Superman. His father laughed. Viejito smiled at his father, then stared at the man in a cape on the cover of the comics page. He asked, "How come you liked him?" "He could fly." "Really?" Viejito's father smiled at him. "Seguro que sí, he could fly. He could..." He stopped in mid-sentence. "Just read them," he said. "I can't read so well, Papa." "Well, give it a try, poco a poco. The pictures will help you, just like they helped me." After that day, little Diego became enchanted with his father's old comics. He would read them, stumble over the words, and then read them again. He wondered what his Papa Diego would think of Superman. His big sister, Gabriela, began to complain to their mother. "All he does is come back from school and read those stupid old comic books. No one reads that stuff anymore." "Ay, mija," her mother said softly. "He's not hurting anyone. And besides, he's learning how to read. Let him read his comics." But no one knew what little Diego was dreaming when he read about the Man of Steel who could fly over all the buildings in the world. No one. Every evening, before he went to bed, Diego imagined himself changing into a Superman suit and flying to see his Papa Diego. "If I could only get a Superman suit, then I could be like Clark Kent and fly over the border to Chihuahua and see my Papa Diego. I could see him every day after school and be home in time for dinner." Diego's mother sang softly to herself as she peeled the roasted green chiles. "These will make great chiles rellenos," she said. Little Diego loved chiles rellenos. No one could make them as good as his mother. He could almost taste them. He watched his mother as she checked the pot of fresh beans that was cooking on the hot stove. She turned to look at little Diego. "Your birthday's in 2 weeks," she said. "I wonder what your father will get you this year. Maybe he'll surprise you." "I want a Superman suit," he immediately said. "A Superman suit," his mother said. "I thought you wanted a video game." "A video game, Mom? No, everyone wants one of those." "Oh, so you want to be different?" She smiled at her son. He nodded seriously. "I mean, Mama, think about it. No one has a Superman suit." She wiped her hands on her apron and reached over and touched his cheek. "Well, I'm sure your father will do his best. Now go and get your bath." "But I want a chile relleno, Mom." "You'll have to wait until dinner." His sister, Gabriela, who had been eavesdropping on their conversation in the kitchen, followed little Diego to his room and began making fun of him. "A Superman suit," she laughed. "That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard." "It's not stupid," Diego said. "Just wait. You'll see. When I get my Superman suit, I'll be able to go see Papa Diego every day." "You think you'll be able to fly over to Chihuahua once you get a Superman suit? Boy, Diego, you're dumber than I thought." "Ay," Diego shouted, his ears turning red with anger. "You just leave me alone. Go away. Go away." He slammed the door to his room. As soon as Gabriela finished taunting her brother, she walked into the kitchen and smiled at her mother, who was putting the first batch of chiles rellenos into the frying pan. "Are you finished with your homework?" her mother asked. Gabriela blurted out, "I know why Diego wants a Superman suit for his birthday." "Oh?" her mother asked quietly. "You want to tell me about it?" Gabriela rolled her eyes. "Well, it's because he thinks once he gets a Superman suit, he'll be able to fly. He thinks he'll be able to fly to Chihuahua to see Papa Diego every day. Boys are so dumb." "Be patient with him," her mother said. "He's just a little boy who loves his grandfather. Some boys don't care anything for their grandfathers. Your brother is very special. And besides, he might get his birthday wish. You never know."
"If you say so, Mama. But he'll never fly," Gabriela said. "Never."
On the morning of his birthday, little Diego woke to the sound of singing. He opened his eyes and smiled when he saw his mother and his sister Gabriela singing Las Mañanitas as his father played the guitar. "El día en que tú naciste, nacieron todas las flores." Their singing in Spanish and the sound of the guitar made him happy, but they also made him a little sad because it made him think of his Papa Diego, who was so far away.
When everyone had finished singing, he hugged all of them. His mother led them into the kitchen, where they drank a special champurrado she had made just for the occasion, along with little Diego's favorite cookies, bizcochos. "I love bizcochos," little Diego said. "I made them just for you," his mother said. "They're the best," little Diego said. He turned to his father and asked him, "Isn't it time for you to tell me the story of how I was born?" "Yes, it's time," he said. And he rubbed little Diego's head as if it were a magic lamp. You see, it was a very early in the morning, and it was cold outside. It was still dark, and your mother woke me. "There's a knock at the door," she said. "Who could be knocking at the door at this hour of the morning? It's not even light yet." I rushed to the door, and when I opened it, there was your Papa Diego. He was happy and laughing, and he gave me one of his abrazos. I asked him what he was doing in El Paso. He told me he'd had a dream that you were being born and that you looked just like an angel. As soon as he spoke, your mother yelled that it was time for you to be born. We drove to the hospital, and 2 hours later, you came into the world, and you were just perfect. "And where was I?" Gabriela demanded to know. "Oh, your Papa Diego held you in his arms the whole time we were in the hospital, and you were a perfect angel, too, just as perfect as your newborn brother." Diego liked hearing the story of his birth. He looked at his mom. "Do I have to go to school?" "Of course, but when you get home, I'll have a special meal ready for you and some birthday cake, and maybe..." She stopped. "I don't want to ruin your surprise." His father winked at him. Diego laughed and reluctantly got ready to go to school. As he and Gabriela walked out the door, he kept thinking about the presents he might get when he returned home that evening. Maybe he would get a Superman suit. He imagined flying over the border to Chihuahua to visit his Papa Diego. His sister's voice interrupted his thoughts. "I know what you're thinking." "No, you don't." "Yes, I do. You're thinking about that stupid Superman suit. Get a life, Diego." "Why do you have to be so mean to me on my birthday, Gabriela?" "I'm not being mean, Diego. I just think you should get real." "Just wait till your birthday," he shouted. Then he stuck out his tongue at her. After school, little Diego made his sister run home with him. "Why do we have to run?" she asked. "Because it's my birthday," little Diego yelled. "It's my birthday." But Gabriela knew he was just in a hurry to get home to see if he had gotten his silly Superman suit. When little Diego ran into his house, his mother showed him the cake she had baked for him. "It looks great, Mama," he said. He could hardly wait to blow out the candles and eat it. His eyes fell on a box that was wrapped in red wrapping paper with blue ribbon. "Can I open it?" "When your father gets home." Little Diego thought his father would never come home. Finally, when he had almost given up, his father walked in the door. "Now can I open it?" "Yes, now you can open it." Little Diego grabbed the box, ripped it open, and pulled out the Superman suit he had been praying for. "I got it!" he yelled. "I got it!" Without waiting 1 second, he ran to his room, ripped off his clothes, and changed into his Superman suit. He knew that the cape he was wearing was better than the wings of a bird. He ran into the kitchen where his father and sister were sitting at the table and yelled, "I'm gonna fly! I'm gonna fly!" He ran outside and leapt into the air. He was certain he would be at his Papa Diego's in a matter of minutes, but instead of flying, he fell to the ground. "I can't fly," he cried. "It's not fair. I can't fly." He got up off the ground, ran to his room, and threw his Superman suit into his trash can. His father picked him up. "I just wanted to see my Papa Diego," he sobbed. "I just wanted to see him." "It's okay, mijo," his father said. "I'll tell you what. Why don't you go into the kitchen and serve yourself some champurrado? We have some left over from this morning. Your mother always says that champurrado helps you speak Spanish. Doesn't she always say that? And it also makes you feel warm inside." "I don't want any champurrado," he said. "Ay, mijito, I promise you, if you go into the kitchen and get some champurrado, you'll feel better, I promise. And after that, we can have some flautas with guacamole. It's your favorite. Your mother made them just for you. I'm not hungry anymore." "Ay, but you have to eat if you're going to have some cake." Little Diego wiped his tears. "Okay," he said softly, though he did not believe anything his father had said. When his father left the room, he put on his normal clothes, stared at the useless Superman suit, and then walked slowly toward the kitchen. What an awful birthday, he said to himself. But when he reached the door to the kitchen, he saw a familiar figure sitting at the table. He could not believe what he was seeing. "Papá Diego," he yelled. "Papá Diego, you came to visit me." "Seguro que sí," he said. "I wanted to see my Dieguito." Diego ran to his side and jumping into the old man's lap. "Papá Diego, you're what I wanted. You're what I wanted for my birthday." "Sí, mijo," he said. "I know." "Did you fly here?" "No, mijito. I don't know how to fly. I came here on the bus." "On a bus? But Dad said you never come to visit because it's far and you're old and sometimes it's hard to cross the border." "Mijito," he said quietly, "tonight Chihuahua is not so far and I do not feel so old. And it was very easy to cross the border. A border is nothing for people who love." Diego laughed. He wasn't really sure of what his Papa Diego was saying, but it didn't matter. He got up off his Papa Diego's lap and served himself and his Papa Diego some champurrado. Everyone sat in the kitchen table and talked and laughed and ate, and everyone was happy, even Gabriela. Little Diego knew he would remember this day for as long as he lived. He looked at his Papa Diego and kissed him on the cheek. Maybe they would always live in different countries, but tonight they lived in the same house. And he felt as warm as the candles burning on his cake. The end.
Awesome holiday story, and thank you for sharing that gift with us. Now, this is a story, if I remember correctly, first appeared in the El Paso Times or the El Paso Herald Post.
No, the original version was actually a Christmas story, not a birthday.
Okay.
And I forget who at the El Paso Times called me and asked if I would write a Christmas story. And, of course, it was much shorter than this.
Right.
But it's essentially the same story, only it wasn't his birthday. It was Christmas, and he'd wanted a Superman suit for Christmas so he could see his Papa Diego. And then that was originally published about maybe 10 years ago. A little later on, I was approached by Cinco Puntos Press and wanted to know if I was interested in working with the story and turning it into a book. And I said I would love to. And it became this book, a gift from Papa Diego, which is a birthday book instead of a Christmas story. And it is in its eighth printing. And 8 years ago, it was published, and it's in its eighth printing. So that's like it averages out to a printing a year. And it has sold more than 60,000 copies, which is pretty amazing for a small press. And Cinco Puntos does a wonderful job. You know, they may be an El Paso press, but they're really a national press. And their specialty is bilingual children's books.
This is Bobby and Lee Bird.
Bobby and Lee Bird at Cinco Puntos Press, yes.
Now, where can, because this is a wonderful book, as I mentioned, for the holidays. If someone wants to pick it up as a gift for someone, where can they find it, Ben?
They can find it at Cinco Puntos Press on Texas Street. I don't remember the address right offhand. But they can look it up in the phone book, and or they can get it at Barnes & Noble, which they generally have my children's books, or if they like to go online at any of the major bookstores, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, their favorite bookstore.com, they can get the book.
Yeah, and they can just Google it, right? And
they can just Google it, a gift from Papa Diego, or they can Google my name.
Now, is the book strictly in English, or
it's bilingual. It's in English and in Spanish, and it's beautifully designed. Geronimo Garcia was the artist, and he did claymation.
Yeah, the pictures are awesome.
They're awesome. They really are. The claymation is incredible. It's just a beautifully done book. I'm very proud to be a part of this whole synergy created by, you know, me, the author, Cinco Puntos, the press, the designer, Geronimo Garcia. claymation, everything. It's, you know, a book is always a group effort. It's not a one-man thing at all.
And what's neat about this book, it's just so colorful that it adds so much to, you know, you mentioned it used to be a Christmas book and now it's a birthday book, but it's just a celebration book because it's so colorful, as you mentioned it.
Yeah, and it's all, you know, and children's, this really got me into the children's book world, because really before I started off as a poet, I'm still a poet and a novelist, but I also really love doing children's books, and I'm Cinco Puntos is publishing my next children's books, which is it's really going to be beautifully illustrated by an artist in Mexico. His name is, I don't remember his last name right now. His first name is Isau, and his illustrations are just beautiful. The name of the book is A Perfect Season for Dreaming, and it's about an old man who dreams these fantastic things every afternoon of summer, of things falling out of a piñata. And every day he has a different dream, and he keeps the dreams to himself, but he doesn't want to tell anyone because he's afraid that they'll think he's crazy. And so the book goes along, and finally he discovers who he can tell his secret to about all his dreams. It's really a book that I think is going to perhaps even surpass Papa Diego.
And then you did one also about an umbrella, correct?
Yes, and I have another children's book with Cinco Puntos, and it's called Grandma Fina and Her Wonderful Umbrellas, also bilingual as well. And that's really more of a counting book as well. It's about an old lady who has a torn umbrella. She walks through the neighborhood every day and sees all of her friends, and all they can see is her torn umbrella. And what's an umbrella she loves and an umbrella they all think is horrible. And the plot goes from there. Writing children's books is really a lot of fun.
And you've made a lot of children happy and a lot of adults. That was a wonderful story. Dennis and I enjoyed listening to it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We've been visiting with Ben Sines, and Ben is the author of A Gift from Papa Diego. Wonderful Christmas gift if you have not finished your Christmas shopping, Hanukkah shopping, Kwanzaa. If you want to give this as a gift to someone, as Ben mentioned, it's available at all the major booksellers. You can also call Cinco Puntos Press. They're in the phone book, and the name of the book again is A Gift from Papa Diego by Benjamin Alida Sines. Thank you very much for being with us here today, Ben.
My pleasure.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Louis.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.